Sisters,
弟兄姊妹早上好。
Today we'll still continue our sharing on the book of 1 Peter.
今天我们继续来分享彼得前书。
So before we start, let's turn our Bible to 1 Peter chapter 3.
我们一起来翻到彼得前书第三章。
Verses 18 down to the last verse 22.
从第十八节到第二十二节。
Okay, First Peter chapter 3, verse 18 to 22.
彼得前书第十八节到二十二节。
I'll read it first in English, or I will lead you in Chinese.
先用英文读，我们一起来读中文。
For Christ also had once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometimes were disobedient.When once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone unto heaven, and is on the right hand of God,Angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him.
我们一起来读。因基督也曾一次罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前。按肉体说，他被治死；按照灵性说，他复活了。他借着灵曾去传道给那些在监狱里的灵听，就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟。神容忍等待的时候不信从的人当时进入方舟借着水得救的不多只有八个人这水所表明的洗礼现在借着耶稣基督复活也拯救你们这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽只求在神面前有无愧的良心耶稣已经进入天堂在神的右边众天使和有权柄的并有能力的都服从了他。
Chapter 4, verse 1 to 4.
第四章第一到第四节。
For as much then as Christ had suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from it, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh, to the lust, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles,When we walk in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you.
基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。你们存这样的心。从今以后就可以不从人的情欲只从神的旨意在世度余下的光阴因为往日随从外邦人的心意行邪淫恶欲醉酒荒宴群饮并可恶拜偶像的事时候已经够了他们在这些事上见你们不与他们同奔那放度的路就以为怪毁谤你们
Chapter 1 verse 18 to 19
第一章第十八节十九节
For as much as you know that you were redeemed not with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish without spot
十八节你们知道你们得赎脱去你们祖宗所流传虚妄的行为不是凭着能坏的金银等物乃是凭着基督的宝血如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血
Chapter 2 verse 24 Who in his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness by whose stripes you were healed
第二章二十四节他被挂在木头上亲身担当了我们的罪使我们既然在罪上死就得以在义上活他受的鞭伤你们便得了医治
5 verse 1 The elders which were among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed.
第五章第一节，我这做长老，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come before your word.
主，我们今天早上来到你话语的面前。
Oh, we humble ourselves down.
我们在你面前谦卑。
We pray that your light once again shine upon us.
我们祷告你的光照在我们面前。
Shine upon your word, Lord Jesus.
在你的话语上光照。
Oh, that we can gain life from you.
我们可以从你得生命。
Lord, especially when we live in this crooked generation.
尤其是在这弯曲半谬的时代。
Oh, how we need your word to strengthen us day by day.
我们需要你的话语来刚坚强我们。
Oh, that we can live a life that is worthy of your calling.
使我们所过的生命生活和你所蒙的
称。In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Last week, last share with you concerning persecution.
上一次我分享到受逼迫。
That in the midst of persecution, how we need to respond.
在受逼迫的当中，我们怎么样来反应
？We all know that the book of First Peter is written primarily to the saints who are going through persecution.
我们知道彼得前书所写的主要是针对的受逼迫的弟兄姊妹。
And the apostle Peter has such a burden that the saints won't give up.
那彼得说罪恶是不会放弃的。
No, the saints.
他要叫圣徒们不要放弃。
Rather they will be encouraged.
他们被鼓励，被鼓舞。
To live a life that is worthy.
过着一个与蒙召恩相称的生活。
Or live a life that is godly and well pleasing to God.
过着一个属神的生活，得神喜悦的生活。
That in the midst of persecution.
在受逼迫中。
Instead of being discouraged.
不是被挫折挫败
rather be encouraged
而是被鼓励
well, it says here well, we fear not death
这里说我们不要害怕死亡
rather rejoice and be happy
而是要快乐
because our Lord Jesus also faced death
因为我们的主也面对过死亡
and yet he is so exuberant he is excited
他是轻看前面的羞辱
because he was doing the will of the Father
因为他在做神的旨意
today we also do likewise
今天我们也是这样
when persecution comes
当逼迫来临的时候
we need to be happy
我们是需要喜乐
because no harm is going to get us
因为没有什么事情伤害你们
because Psalms 34 verse 7 says
因为诗篇24章第7节说34篇第7节说
so for angel of the Lord surrounded those who fear him.
耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人周围
and deliver them.
要搭救他们
Today, brothers and sisters, this is not a superstitious or a fairy tale.
这些不是一个迷信
This is really happening to each and every one of us.
这的确是发生在我们身上的事情
Are you excited that there are angels surrounding us?
我们不应该欢喜快乐在我们周围有神的使者
That no one will come upon us without God's permission.
没有什么危害要临到我们
Harm do happen to us.
如果不好的事情发生到
It is with God's approval.
是经过神所许可的
And brother and sister, even the enemy knows about that.
甚至仇敌也知道
Today we need to thank God.
今天我们需要来感谢
神 He is the shepherd and we are the sheep of his pasture.
他是牧人我们是这个草场的羊
We are under his protection.
我们在他的保护之下
As King David said in the 23rd Psalm.
在大卫大卫王诗篇23篇里讲到
Even though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death,I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me.
虽然我经过死荫的幽谷，我也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
And even if death comes to us,
虽然是死亡临到我们。
Even our physical body died,
虽然我们的身体会死。
Paul said this.
保罗说
，Absent in the body, present with the Lord. Absent in the body. In other words, when we die, we are in the presence of the Lord.
虽然我们离世与主同在。
It is a commencement exercise.
这是一个
毕业典礼。
这是一个毕业典礼。
So when we die,
当我们死的时候
，immediately we are brought to the Lord.
我们被带到神的面前。
You know, one time an old sister is about to die.
有一次，一个姊妹快要过世。
And a lot of brothers and sisters are crying because they will miss her presence.
很多弟兄姊妹都在那里哭，因为他们会想他。
And the old sisters say, "Cry as you may."
那个老姊妹说，你们可以尽情的哭。
But I'm tickled to death.
但是我向死亡笑。
Because what is death to her?
死亡对她是什么呢
？Death is not something to be afraid of.
不是一个可以害怕的事情。
It is a stepping stone to glory.
是一个到荣耀里的石头。
We know we past few weeks we experienced a lot of death in the church.
在过去的几个礼拜里面，教会经历了很多的弟兄姊妹过世。
And sometimes it really dampen your spirit.
使我们的心灵下沉。
But thank the Lord for His word.
但是为了神的话语感谢神。
Oh, death is not to be afraid of.
死亡是不用害怕的。
It is a stepping stone to glory.
是去到荣耀的一个踏脚石。
And that if we go through some tribulation or trial,
如果我们经过试炼，
the Bible says we are blessed.
我们是蒙祝福的。
Blessed in the sense that through these trials we learn some spiritual principle.
借着这些试炼，我们学习一些属灵的原则。
A lot of times we thought we got it already.
很多时候我们觉得说我们懂了。
That's why the Lord put in some.Trials,
所以主让我们经历试炼
to test whether we got it or not.
来看看我们到底有没有得到这属灵的原则。
Sometimes it exposes us.
借着这些事情来暴露我们。
That we will not depend on ourselves, but it depended upon the resurrected Christ.
所以不用来依靠自己，来依靠复活的基督。
Secondly, that kind of trials is bring us back to God.
借着这些试炼把我们带回到神的面前。
Or how many times we see brothers and sisters had gone astray?
很多时候我们看到弟兄姊妹迷失。
But thank God through the trials.
感谢神借着试炼。
Once again, the trials brought them back to God.
这些弟兄姊妹被带回到羊群。
You know, I was sharing with the saints in HCA concerning the 23rd Psalm.
我跟新南区的弟兄姊妹交通到诗篇二十三篇。
I'm talking about the staff of the shepherd.
讲到那个牧人的杆。
Sometimes we thought this is always a symbol of correction.
这个杆预表着来矫正我们。
Really, this staff is not only a symbol of correction, but is a symbol of comfort.
这个杆不光是一个管教，也是一个安慰。
Because every time, sometimes the baby sheep gone astray.
每一次当那个羊羔迷失的时候，
then the shepherd will use his staff to bring it back to the mother lamb.
这个牧人就用这个杆来把这个羊羔带回到母羊那里。
How many times are we separated from Christ due to a worldly attraction?
多少时候我们因着这世界的吸引被远离了基督？
But thank God, through these trials, brought us back to Christ.
借着这些试炼把我们带回到基督身边。
And also through these trials, we learn to trust Him.
借着这些试炼，我们也来学习信靠他。
Before trusting in God is always the last option.
以前信靠神总是最后一件事情。
But now trusting in God is the first and only option.
现在信靠神是唯一的，也是第一个选择。
And number four, we see that the through trials, we are what? Molded, conformed to the image of His Son.
借着这些，我们被磨成神儿子的形象。
If you look through, look Bible and church history.
你来借着教，来借着看教会的历史。
Every single person used by God always go through trials.
每一个被神使用的人都要经过试炼。
It doesn't mean that we need to ask for trials.
我不是说我们要来要求试炼。
Well, we know trials is not that easy.
我们知道这些试炼并不容易。
But when trial comes,
当试炼来临的时候，
God uses as a kind of formula to transform us, to mature us.
神是借着这些试炼来使我们成熟，使我们改变。
That we might become that person He wanted us to be.
他让我们成为他想让我们成为的人。
And through that trials, we also experience the presence of God.
借着这些试炼，我们也来经历神的同在。
You know, sometimes.The Lord is with us yet because the situation is so good, we don't pay much attention.
很多时候神虽然与我们同在，但是因为周围良好的环境，我们没有注意。
But when trial comes,
当试炼来临的时候，
when we seek the Lord,
当我们看见主的时候，当我们寻求神的时候，
then we can say the Lord is with me.
我们可以说主与我同在。
Even though trials is very hard,
虽然试炼非常的艰难，
the shepherd with me,
但是因着牧人同在。
King David said, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me.
大卫王说：“我也不害怕，因为你与我同在。”
And last but not the least,
最后也但是不是最小的。
Through trials, we are able to comfort people.
借着试炼，我们可以来安慰别人。
You know, comforting people is one of the hardest thing.
安慰别人是最难的事情。
Sometimes when you try to comfort people in trials, they feel like you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what I'm going through.
你安慰那些在受试炼的人的里面，他们会说你不知道我在经历什么。
But when you go through trials, like our brother or our sister did.
如果你真的像我们弟兄姊妹那样经历过这样的难处，
and the Lord comforts us,
那神安慰了我们，
then we are able to comfort other people.
我们就可以来安慰别人。
Then you can tell this brother or this sister, I know what you're going through because I went through that already.
你可以跟弟兄姊妹说，我知道你经历的，因为我已经经过
了。So we thank God for the trials.
所以我们为了这些试炼来感谢神。
And not only that, the lastly, when we go through trials and we overcome.The Bible tells us, "Blessed are they who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for yours is the kingdom."
当我们经过试炼之后，圣经上那些为义受逼迫的有福了，因为天国是的。
So what should be our response?
所以我们的反应是什么呢？
We need to be excited. We need to be joyful.
我们应该是兴奋的，我们应该是喜乐的。
We should not be afraid.
我们不应当害怕。
He says here, "Happy are ye in verse 14, but he who suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled."
我们第十四节里面说，如果为第四章。
三章十四节。
第三章十四节里面说，就是为义受苦也是有福的，不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌。
He said, "But sanctify the Lord in your heart."
在心里面尊主基督为圣。
In the midst of all these trials,
在这些所有受试炼当中
，instead of being discouraged,
不是受挫败
，but rather put God in first place in all things.
把基督放在第一位
，knowing that He is the head.
知道他是头。
We just need to follow the shepherd.
我们就需要来跟随主。
Where he goes, we will follow.
他去哪里，我们就跟到哪里。
How he leads, we say amen.
他怎么带领，我们就说阿门。
And not only that, we give a clear statement of our faith.
我们需要为我们的有一个清楚的。
In other words, we need to preach the gospel.
需要来传扬福音。
To tell the people who God is and who God is to us.
我们来对对福音朋友说，神是谁？神对我们是谁？
And verse 16, having a good conscience.
16节说有一个好的良心。
In other words, what do you mean a good conscience?
什么是一个无愧的良心呢？
In other words, our work and what we say should go together.
我们说的和我们做的应该是一样的。
One time, Adrian Rogers said.
有一个弟兄 Adrian
Rogers
说的 ，Rogers 说
，So what is a Christian?
什么是基督徒呢
？A Christian is a person who makes people easier to believe in God.
一个基督徒是应该让人相信，容易相信基督的。
It is a person who makes people easier to believe in God.
是使人别人容易相信基督。
How can they be easier to believe in God?
他们怎么会让人容易相信神呢
？Because what they said is what they do.
因为他们所说的就是他们所做。
Now when we come to the message today, verse 18.
我们来第十八节。
It says, "For Christ also has once suffered for our sins."
基督也曾一罪受苦。
It seems like when you go through the book of First Peter.
当我们来到彼得前书的时候
，Every single chapter speak about the cross of Christ.
每一章都讲到了基督的十字架。
It seems like the cross of Christ is the main focus of the whole Bible.
这个基督的十字架是整本圣经的着重点。
Indeed, it is.
的确是的。
Without the cross of Christ,
没有基督的十字架
，God's purpose will never be fulfilled.
神的旨意是不能成全的。
You know, a brother once said.
一个brother 一个弟兄说
He said, "What is God's eternal purpose?"
神的旨意是什么呢
？God's eternal purpose is to bring all together, in oneness to Christ.
是把所有的人在在基督面前合一。
In other words, Christ should be the head, and everybody should be subject to Him.
基督是头，所有的人都在基督之下。
And it starts with us, the believers.
从我们相信的人开始。
But how could this be accomplished?
这个怎么能够来完成呢
？Through the working of the cross，
借着十字架的工作。
Oh, the cross is such important, has much important in our daily living。
这个是在我们生活中是何等的重要。
Beginning from the day we are saved up to the end，
从我们得救的那一天直到
结束。We need to think of the cross。
我们需要十字架的工作。
You see, this cross is so important。
这个十字架是这样子的重
要。It is a turning point in man's history。
在人类历史上是一个转折点。
You know, in man's history, there are two turning points.
在人类历史上有两个转折点。
The first thing is because of man's disobedience, we are put into such a horrible state.
第一点是当着人堕落的时候，我们今天是何等的糟糕。
We know God created man in His own image, own likeness.
神是照着他的形象造了人。
That He might have dominion over everything that God has created.
使我们能够在他所造的万物上来掌权。
In other words, man is created to represent God in among His all creation.
换句话说，神造了我们是为了是为了能够来
替神掌权，
替神来掌权。
But the problem is,
但是问题是
，because of one act of disobedience,
但是因着一个悖逆的行为
，God's purpose was put down.
神的旨意就被放下。
Instead of us having dominion over God's created things,
结果我们不是在神所造的万物上掌权。
I'm being dominated by God has created.
我们神所创造的万物来管理。
And not even God's creation, even those material things.
甚至不是这些属世的事情。
I was one watching a television show, a news.
我有一次在看电视的时候。
That according to a survey.
我根据一个调查
，People using iPhone use iPhone at least 50 times a day。
人一天用手机用 iPhone 是一天50次。
Especially the students。
尤其是孩子学生们。
You know they can forget their lunch。
他们可以忘记他们的午饭。
But they cannot forget their iPhone.
但是他们不会忘记他们的
手机。Every day, their right hand is always like this.
他们每时每刻都在划着他们的手机。
Just watch.
你就看一看。
It seems like the whole world is on this iPhone.
看起来他们所有的生命都是在这个手机上。
We should be the one to use it and be not being dominated.
我们是应该用它，而不是被它所管制。
Brothers and sisters, this is what happened to man.
这就是发生在人身上的事情。
God's purposes cannot be fulfilled because of man's fall.
神的人身上不能成就，因为人的堕落。
And secondly, we are separate from God.
第二，我们跟神分开了。
Who was once afar off?
我们曾经远离。
We have no hope and no God in this world.
我们没有神，也没有指望。
Number three, we are what?We are put into condemnation.
我们也被堕在堕在受受咒诅之中。
Because this is what God man's one act of disobedience.
就是因着人一次的悖逆。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
When Christ came,
当基督来的时候
，He had this one act of obedience.
因着一次的顺服。
Obedient even to the death of the cross.
甚至顺服于至死在十字架上。
It became a turning point in man's history.
在人类历史上成了一个转折点。
Because of God's His Son's obedience.
因着神儿子的顺服。
God was able to put us back.In His purpose,
神可以把我们放回他的旨意当中。
We who have faith on Him,
我们需要有在他里面有信心。
Faith on His salvation,
在他救恩里面有信心。
And we live by Him,
我们凭他而活。
We can live as a representative of God in this world today.
我们在这个世界上可以作为神的代表。
Even though we cannot still have dominion, a physical dominion,
虽然我们在身体上有管制。
But we know we will reign with Him.
但是有一天我们要与他一同作王。
When Christ came back.
当基督来的时候
We will be reigning with him for 1,000 years.
我们和他一同作王一千年。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are through the cross of Christ. We are brought back to God's eternal purpose.
借着基督的十字架，我们回到了神旨意的里面。
Through the cross, we are brought back nigh to God.
我们借着基督的十字架，我们和神亲近了。
That's why when we come to the table meeting, it's so important.
当我们来到饼杯面前的时候，是这样的重要。
Reminded us how all-inclusive the death of Christ is.
我们提醒我们说，基督的十字架是包罗万有的。
The Bible tells us, we who are once afar off was brought near to the blood of Christ.
我们曾经与神远离的人，今天借着十字架得以亲近了。
Thank God for the blood of Christ.
为了基督的十字架感谢神。
Thank God for the suffering of the cross.
借着十字感谢神，为了他十字架上的痛苦。
And through his death, we have life in him.
借着他的死，我们在他里面有生命。
And whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
但是信靠他的人不至于灭亡，反得永生。
Now when we come to verse 18, it's first concerning the cross of Christ.
当我们来到十八节的时候，讲到十字架。
It said, "For Christ have once suffered for the just, for the unjust."
因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的。
It is an atoning, substitutionary death of Christ.
是替着我们代替那个死。
In other words, because Christ took our place, we don't need to be there.
换句话说，基督代替了我们，所以我们不需要在十字架上。
A lot of times we take the death of Christ because we hear so many times we feel like it's something common already.
我们听了关于这么多基督死的事情，我们觉得这是一件稀松平常的事情。
But brothers and sisters, this is not common.
弟兄姊妹，这不是一件平常的事情。
This is something special.
这是一件特殊的事情。
Because if he didn't die, we need to die.
如果他没有死，我们就得死。
You know, when a person is arrested or imprisoned or set.Death sentence because of the crime, there's nothing glorious about it.
如果一个人因着犯罪进了监狱，要等着死亡，这是没有什么可夸的事情。
Because what he did is what he deserved.
他所做的是他配。
But when Christ's death,
当基督死的时候
，it's a different story.
是个不同的事情。
We should be on there.
我们是应在十字架上。
We should be the one hanging on the cross.
我们是应被挂在。
We should be the one wearing the crown of thorns.
我们是需要挂的那个荆棘的冠冕。
But thank God, He did it for us.
但感谢神，他为了我们。
Does He have a choice? He had a choice.
他有选择吗？他可以有选择。
We know in the Garden of Gethsemane, this is what Christ prayed.
我们知道在克西马因园里的，他是这样祷告。
Let this cup, bitter cup, pass away from me.
让这个杯离开我。
Can He do it? Yes, He can.
他能这样做吗？可以。
But Christ is what He set His mind.
但是基督定了他的旨意。
Then not as I will, but as Thou wilt.
但是不是我的意思，乃是你的意思。
This is really the love of Christ.
这就是基督的爱。
Oh, thank God for His substitutionary death.
为了基督，为了代替我们的死。
Because He died, we can live today.
因着他的死，我们今天可以活着。
And not only His death is a substitutionary death.
不光他的死是一个代替的死
It is a death that is once and for all.
也是一次而永远的死
You know, in the Old Testament, we are very familiar.
在旧约里我们非常的熟悉
That every time they need to come before God,
每一次到神面前
they need to bring all kinds of offerings.
They
need to bring the lamb that is without blemish. To the poor, they need to bring a pair of turtle doves. In order that the blood that is shed will cover their sins. But the thing is every time you need to come to the Lord. So the offering is continuous.
所以这个祭是永, 一直不停的,
but thank God,
但是感谢神,
the substitutionary atoning death of Christ is once and for all.
但是今天这个基督救赎的赎价是永远, 一次,
In other words, it's an ultimate death.
是一个, 最后的死, 最终的死,
not only he died for us, when he died, it's over.
不光是他为我们死, 当他死的时候, 这件事情结束了,
God no longer can judge us.
神不能再评, 再审判我们,
every time he sees the blood of Christ that is shed on the cross,
每一次当我们看到基督在上流出来的血,
God's judgment passed over us.
神的审判就过了, 超过了我们,
that's why the book of Hebrews 4 says,
所以希伯来书第四章里讲,
therefore we can come boldly to God's throne of grace. Today we can come boldly.
今天我们可以, 来到坦然无惧地来到神的面前,
because it is the blood of Christ who through his blood we have peace with God. Romans 1 said,
罗马书说,
therefore being justified by faith, you have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
因着信称义,
there is no need for us to fear death anymore. I really amen what the brother prayed in the Lord's Supper.
今天, 在弟兄的祷告, 我非常的amen.
He said, oh death, where is thy sting? Oh great, where is thy victory?
死啊,你的毒钩在哪里? 死啊,你的权势在哪里?
But thanks be to God, he give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢神借着我们主耶稣基督可以夸胜。
Thank God, this is what God has done, what Christ has done on the cross.
今天是, 感谢神, 这是基督自降上所做的,
he died.
他死了,
but is it finished? No.
这是结束了吗? 没有。
It says here, 19, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison.
他借着灵, 借着灵曾去传道给那些在监狱里的灵听。
You know, every time we read this verse, preach, the word preach,
每次当我们讲到这个传道的这个字,
we had a concept that the Lord went into Hades to preach the gospel again to those unbelieving souls.
我们会觉得说, 主耶稣到了那个地狱里面, 传道给那些没有得救的灵魂听,
giving them a second chance.
给他们一个第二次的机会。
This is a wrong concept.
这是一个错误的想法。
Nowhere in the Bible that tells us that Christ went into Hades and preached again the gospel, giving the lost souls another chance.
在圣经里从来没有讲过说主耶稣到了地狱里面给这些没有得救的灵魂第二次机会。
Rather, when we preach the gospel,
当我们传福音的时候,
we should have such an urgency.
我们需要有一个迫紧迫感。
Because we know that if a person died,
因为我们知道当一个人死的时候,
it's over. That's why we need to, you know, use a lot of prayers, preach the gospel to those who are still living.
今天需要借着祷告来给这些没有得救的人传福音。
Because we don't know what's going to happen next.
因为我们不知道下一步会发生什么。
You know what happened last week? I just saw this sister.
上个礼拜我就看见这个姊妹。
She attended this parents teachers meeting.
她参加了这个, 家长会。
And the next day, she passed away.
第二天她就过世了。
It's really giving a shock.
使我们都非常的惊讶。
But thank God, she's a believer of Jesus Christ.
但是感谢神，她是信主的人。
Now you must tell me, how do you know that the Lord didn't preach the gospel?
那你怎么知道说主在这里没有传福音呢?
You know, the word preach here in the Greek means keruso.
这里头, 在希腊文里面, 这里的, 这个, 英文的这个 preach 这个字就是宣告的意思。
It means to declare.
就是说宣告。
I'm not here to tell you what is Greek, okay? I'm not an expert in Greek. But Greek, we need to go to the Greek so we can really differentiate what does it mean. The word says means, keruso means he declared. Now, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 17,
在以父所书, 第二章第17节里面,
it says here, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and them that were nigh.
在第十二章第二章第十七节里面, 他是说传福音给你们远处的人。
You know, the Chinese translation is good. He immediately say, preach the gospel. But the word preach here means eugaliso, which means to bring good tidings.
在这里中文的圣经是说传福音, 但是原文的意思是说把好消息报给你。
You know, these two words preach have different connotation.
这里面有两个, 一样的，只有两个不同的意思。
The preach in Ephesians is to preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
在以弗所书里面所讲到的是传神福音的好消息。
But the preach in the book of 1 Peter is to declare a tidings.
在这里面在彼得前书里面是讲到宣告的这个。
What is Christ declaring?
在基督在宣告什么呢
？Thank God, He went through Hades.
当他去阴间的时候
，He had victory over the enemy.
他去向仇敌得胜。
Sin and death no longer can harm him, and no longer can harm us.
罪和死亡不能够再伤害他，也不能够再
伤害我们。In other words, He took death and sin as a captive.
他把罪和死掳掠了。
Through His resurrection,
借着他的复活
，He rendered them powerless.
他使他们丧失了能力。
That's why we thank God for His death. We thank God for His resurrection.
所以我们为了他死赞美神，也为了他的复活赞美神。
Sin can no longer harm us.
罪不能够再伤害我们。
If we live by Him,
如果我们靠他而活
，and we live through Him,
我们借着他而活
，death has no power over us.
死在我们身上就没有权柄。
Rather, we can live a righteous life before God.
是我们能够在神面前过着一个称义的生活。
And what about our physical body death?
那如果我们肉身的死亡呢
？Even though death happens to this physical body,
虽然今天肉身可以死亡
，but our soul is not touched by death.
但是我们的灵魂，我们的魂不会被死亡所触摸。
As I mentioned a while ago,
我以前说到过
，you know, absent in the body, present with the Lord.
脱开肉身与主同在。
Yeah, yeah. This is really the meaning of this.
这就是这个意思。
We thank God for His complete salvation.
我们为了主的救恩感谢。
Not only He died, He resurrected from the dead.
他不光死了，也从死里复活了。
And what should we do?
那我们做什么呢？
It's mentioned in verse 20, which sometimes were disobedient when once the long-suffering God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was preparing, wherein that is eight souls were saved by water.
二十节里说，神容忍等待的时候不信从的人，当时进入方中借着水得救的不多，只有八个人。
Through our faith in Him,
借着我们在他里面的信
，we got baptized.
我们得了洗礼。
Baptized is a proclamation.
这洗礼是一个宣告。
That's why the better translation is when Noah and the eight souls are in the ark.
当另外一个翻译说，当挪亚和那八个灵魂在方舟里
，it is not saved by water, but passed through water.
不是借着水得救，而是经过了那个水。
So, in other words, how did Noah and his family got saved?
换句话说，挪亚是怎么和他的家怎么得救的呢
？It's through the ark.
是借着那个方舟。
The ark, they passed through the water of judgment.
借着方舟，他们经过了那个水的审判。
And in the Bible, we see that this ark represents Christ.
在圣经里这个方舟代表基督
When we are in Christ,
当我们在基督里
God's judgment passed over us.
神的审判就越过了我们
So in other words, baptism cannot wash away your sins.
换句话说洗礼不能够洗去你的罪
Rather, baptism is a visual representation of Christ's redeeming act.
换句话但是洗礼是一个形象化基督来拯救我们
There are two things when, happen when we come before the Lord.
在我们来到神面前有两件事情
Firstly, we will be condemned in our sins.
第一件事情我们因着我们的罪受咒诅
Or we are liberated through Christ's death and resurrection.
我们接着因着基督的复活得了自由
We who have faith in him.
我们在基督里有信的人
We are liberated through his death and resurrection.
接着他的死和复活我们今天得了自由
So we are not afraid of death anymore.
所以我们不再害怕死亡
For through baptism, we represent something that is spiritual reality.That we experience.
借着洗礼，我们来经历属灵的一个实际。
It is not, it's not for the washing away of sins.
不是我们的罪。
But a visual representation.
是一个形象化。
What Christ has done for us.
是基督为我们所做的一件事情。
Secondly, it is also a visual representation that we are identified with Christ.
也是一个使我们能够与基督被基督
identified with Christ.
印证了我们是属于基督的。
When we are in Christ.
当我们在基督里面
When Christ died, we died.
基督死了，我们也死了。
When He resurrected, we also resurrected.
当他复活，我们也复活了。
And this is signified through our baptism.
这是借着我们的受洗
Thirdly,
来见证。
Thirdly,
第三点。
Through baptism,
借着洗礼
we are obedience to God's command.
我们顺服了神的命令。
That's why people say, "Oh, I don't need to be baptized. I'm saved through believing."In him, so I don't need to be baptized.
有的人说我不需要受洗，我已经相信了他，所以我不需要受洗。
This is a wrong concept.
这是一个错误的观点。
Because through baptism,
因为借着洗礼
we obey God's command.
我们顺服神的命令。
To testify to the general public,
向大众来见证说
that I am identified with Christ.
我与基督 受了印证。
That I am identified with him, and when Christ died, I died. When Christ rose from the dead, I rose from the dead.
当基督死的时候，我也死；当基督复活，我也复活了。
And that through his death and resurrection, I'm liberated. I'm saved from my sins.
当借着他的死和复活，我被得了释放。
That's why we need to be baptized.
所以我们需要受洗。
Thank God for his death and resurrection.
借着他感谢神，为了他的死和他的复活。
And thank God also for our baptism.
感谢神，也为了我们的洗礼。
We testify that we are one with Christ.
我们见证说我们与基督合一。
But is that all?
这就是一切吗？
No. When Christ died, when Christ resurrected, he is what ascended to the Father.
他死，他复活的时候，他也升天到父那里去。
It says in verse 22.
在二十二节。
Who is gone into heaven is on the right hand of God, angels, authorities, powers being made subject unto him.
耶稣已经进入天堂，在神的右边，众天使和有权柄的，并有能力的，都服从了他。
Brothers, this is very important.
这是很重要的。
It says here, it tells God is not only our good shepherd because he died for us.
这里说不光神是我们的好，因为他为我们舍命。
Not only he is our great shepherd, but because he risen from the dead.
不光他是我们的好牧人，因为他从死里复活。
He is also the chief shepherd. He ascended to the Father, and he was sitting on the right hand of the Father.
他也是那个牧长，因为他已经坐在了神的，升到了天上。
In other words, this is so significant because when he is seated at the right hand of the Father,
这是这样重的大的一件事情，因为他坐在神的右边。
It means to say he is in control.
也句话，换句话说，他坐在作王掌权。
Everything is under his feet.
每一件事情都在他的脚下。
Now we always have this question.
我们都有这个问题。
Is really Christ in control?
基督真的在作王掌权吗？
When we see everything happening around us, is he really in control?
当看到我们周围发生的事情，基督真的作王掌权吗？
When we see the Supreme Court, approving this same-sex marriage, is he in control?
当我们看到说那个最高法院批准了同性恋，是真的是基督在作王掌权吗？
When people kill people in daylight, is he in control?
当人在白天的时候杀人，这真的是基督在作王掌权吗？
When this decided not to give a marriage license to the same-sex people and put them, is he really in control?
这个County Clerk 他决定不给这个同性恋发这个婚姻结婚证的时候，他就被送到监狱里面去。基督真的作王掌权吗？
Thank God, I will tell you, God is in control.
那我告诉你，神真的在掌权。
Because it says here, he is seated at the right hand of God, angels, authorities, and powers being made subject unto him, and we have faith on that.
因为在众天使有权柄的，并有能力都服从他，我们也在服从他。
And it seems our brother Peter is telling us, relax.
彼得好像是在跟我们说，放松。
Everything is under control.
每一件事情都在神的掌握之下。
Everything is going on schedule.
每一件事情都照着预定的计划。
You know, sometimes we are emotion, people with emotion.
很多时候我们太情绪化。
Sometimes due to what's happening, it really bothers us.
很多事发生在我们周围的事情影响我们。
Sometimes it shakes our faith.
来摇动我们的信心。
Lord, is you really Lord of all? Are you really Lord of all?
你真的是万主之主吗？
But let me tell you, not only he is Lord of all, he is really Lord of all.
不光是万主之主，他也真的是主。
You know, every time I have this kind of feeling of discouragement.
当每一次我有这个受挫败的感觉的时候，
the Lord always reminds us.
神总是来提醒我。
He is already prophesied long time ago.
在很久以前都已经预言了。
That this is going to happen.
这些都会发生的。
And this thing going to happen because it is a sign that he is coming back.
这是一个他要来的一个预表。
If this thing don't happen,
如果这件事情不发生，
then it might be delayed his coming.
就会迟延单延他的再来。
That's why we are a group of people full of hope.
所以我们是一个充满盼望的一群人。
Not only the Lord has saved us, the Lord is coming back to take us to himself.
不光是神救了我们，他有一天要再来把我们带回到天家。
Therefore we need to have faith in him.
所以我们要在他里面有信。
Now what should we do?
那我们应该做什么呢？
You know, our brother Peter go to chapter 4.
彼得经过第四章。
He said, For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, let yourself likewise with this same mind.
基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的就已经与断绝了。
In other words, when we go through trials,
换句话说，当我们经过试炼的时候，
go through persecution,
当我们经过逼迫的时候，
people speak evil against us,
当人说辱骂的话的时候，
this is nothing to be ashamed of,
这是没有什么可以羞耻的
事情。 And there's nothing surprising about this.
It's
not something surprising.
那这些没有什么可惊讶的。
For Christ also had suffered,
因为基督也受过苦，
we also need to suffer,
我们也需要受苦。
And Christ is hated,
基督被恨恶。
We are also hated.
我们也会被恨。
If we turn to John chapter 15,
如果 给我们看到约翰福音十五章。
Chapter 15, it says here.
约翰福音十五章。
Verse 18 and 19.
第十八章十九十九十八节十九节。
If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you.
世人若恨你们，你们知道恨你们以前已经恨我了。
If you were of the world will love his own.
你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。
But you are not of the world.
只是因你们世界。
But I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you.
乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以就恨你们。
So brothers and sisters, it's not surprising hates us.
所以没有什么奇怪的，世界恨我们。
You know, a lot of times we felt like how come we are ostracized, being rejected by this world?
为什么我们常常觉得说为什么我们被这世界所弃绝
？We try our best to do the right thing.
我们尽我们最大的努力做正确的事情。
Yet we are evil spoken of.
但是他们却向我们说羞辱的话。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
It is just but right.
这就是应该这样的。
You know, because this is what's going to happen. It happened to the Lord. It's going to happen to us.
因为这就是发生在主身的事情，也会发生在我们身上。
We are a testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们是基督的见证。
We testify of His holiness, His righteousness.
我们见证他的圣洁，见证他的公义。
Every time we come to the midst of these people,
当我们来到世人当中
，we expose their wickedness.
我们暴露了他们的软弱。
We are just the light that's shining in the dark places.
我们就像光照在了黑暗。
You know, this light has one specific characteristic.
这个光有一个特点
is to drive away darkness.
就会把那个黑暗驱走。
Yeah, have you once entered into a room?
你有没有去过一个屋里
？So dark.
黑。
Then when you turn on the light,
把那个灯打开的时候
，you can see those cockroaches trying to run away.
看到那个蟑螂都跑开。
I have to that kind of a house.
我去过那样子的房子。
Because they are afraid of light.
因为他们害怕光。
But when light comes.Darkness is taken away.
那个光来的时候，黑暗就被驱散。
In other words, we should be hated by the world.
换句话说，我们是应当被这世界所
恨。And we will be persecuted by the world.
我们会被这个世界所逼迫。
And every time we think about persecution, we always think about physical persecution.
每次当我们想到逼迫的，我们想到说肉身上的逼迫。
But it's not like that.
不是这样子的。
Sometimes it do is physical persecution.
有的时候是肉身的。
Sometimes it's a mental persecution.
有的时候是属于情感上的。
Sometimes you are mentally you are rejected by people.
你有的时候是被这人来弃绝。
You know, every time I go to my workplace.
很多时候我来到常常我来到我的工作里。
Some of my coworkers will be talking together. They're laughing.
我的同事们在一起谈笑。
Did I say, oh, what's the good news? Anything good to so I would know about it?
我就说有什么好事情我可以知道吗
？Oh, they say, oh, Lord, Brother Lawrence, you don't want to know about it, and everybody run away.
他们说 Lawrence 弟兄你不想知道，他们就都走了。
Sometimes I feel like, am I rejected?
有的时候我觉得说我被弃绝了吗
？Oh, I'm rejected.
感谢神，我的确是被弃绝
了。The Bible tells us, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
圣经上说，为义受逼迫的人有福了。
And let me tell you, one day they are going to come back.
当我告诉你有一天他们就会回来。
Sometimes they speak evil of us.
如果他们有的时候说毁谤的话。
But that day when they need help.
当那一天他们需要帮助的时候。
They will come to you.
他们会来到你面前。
And it happens to me a lot of time.
在我身上发生了很多次。
Sometimes I was so busy working, there will be a knock on my door.
有很多时候我在忙于工作，有人在敲门。
Is it Brother Lawrence? Can you pray for me?
他说 Brother Lawrence, 你可以为我祷告吗
？And not only she came, and they bring a lot of people came.
他会带着很多人来。
These are people who rejected us.
这些是拒绝了我的人。
But they knew when they need help, they need to come to you.
当他知道他需要帮助的时候
，We are not the light.
我们是这个光。
We are not the light.
我们不是这个光。
We are the bearer of this light.
我们是承受这个光的。
When we bear this light,
当我们来承受这个光
，Those who need light will come to us.
他们需要光的人就会来找我们。
And as a
作为一个警告
If sometimes you come to the midst of these people,
如果你来到这些人当中
after they knew your faith,
他们知道你的信以后
and they still accept you as one of their own,
如果他们把你作为他们当中的一员
there is a problem,
就有一个问题
because you need to be rejected,
因为你需要被弃绝
but how come they still accept you?
那为什么他们接受了你呢
maybe we need to check our action.
让我们来看看我们的行为。
Sometimes, one time I was start serving the high schoolers.
有一次我来服侍高中生。
And you know, the young people, they have a way of talking.
你知道年轻人有他们讲话的方式。
No, you know, they knew, they talk in a certain way that even though it's English, you don't really understand.
他们讲话一种方式虽然是英语但是你不懂。
Sometimes they text LOL.
他们有的时候发短信说 LOL.
I thought it's lots of love.
我以为说是有很多的爱。
Rather it means laugh out loud. That's it. Doesn't make sense.
换句话，但是实际上是 大笑。
I really don't understand what they're talking about.
但是我实在是不懂什么。
So in order, I feel like in order to minister to them more effectively, maybe I need to talk like them.
如果我想服侍他们更有效，也许我需要像他们那样讲话。
Like instead of saying hello, how are you? Say hey, dude, what's up?
我不是说你好吗，而是说。
Never mind, sister. That's okay. But whenever I think saying about that, somebody said, no, it's wrong.
当每次我想这样说的时候，里面就有一个提醒。
Because we are not like that.
因为我们不是这样子的。
We are the kingdom people.
我们是属神的子
民。We don't lower down our standard.
我们不需要把我们的
标准降低。They need to look up to our standard.
他们需要来看我们的标准。
A lot of time we say, maybe we just like them so we can accept them. They can accept us.
如果我们像他们，他们就会接纳我们。
Brothers and sisters, they will never accept us.
弟兄姊妹，他们永远都不会接纳我们。
This is a fact.
这就是个事实。
The world hates us, they will not accept us.
这个世界恨我们，他们不会接纳我们。
Should we lower down our standard?
我们需要把标准降下来吗？
No, we need not.
不是的，我们不需要。
We should not.
我们不应当。
Because we should live life that is godly.
我们先要过一个属神的圣洁的生
活。We need to live a life that is righteous.
我们需要过一个圣洁的生活。
We need to live a life that is well pleasing unto God.
我们需要过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
We shouldn't be influenced, rather they should be influenced by us.
我们不应当被他们影响，而是我们来影响。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神向我们有恩典。
This is who we are today.
这就是我们所是的。
Even we are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
虽然我们为义的缘故受逼迫。
The Bible tells us, "Great is your reward in heaven."
圣经上说，你的在天上的赏赐是大的。
And it says here in verse 2.
这里讲到
that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God.
从今以后不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意度余下在世的光阴。
In other words, when we live,
换句话说，当我们活着的时候
how do you live according to the will of God?
你怎么能够靠着照着神的旨意生活呢？
Before we live according to the flesh,
以前我们是顺从我们的肉体。
The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life.
肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
Today we live according to the spirit.
今天我们是靠着圣灵而活。
Because before we, I am the boss.
以前我的主。
I live according to the fashion of the world.
我以前靠着世界的风流而活。
Today according to the leading of the spirit.
今天我们靠着圣灵的带领而活。
Maybe it's altogether different from how the worldly do things.
是，也许跟世界上人做事情的方法
不一样。But that should be the case.
但应该就是这样。
He said, "When we live according to the will of God."
当我们靠神的旨意而活的时候。
Then it says here, "We what? He that suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin."
那在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。
You want to be saved from sin?
你要想从罪得拯救吗？
You live according to the Spirit.
你需要靠圣灵而活。
You know, so you might ask me, are we Christians saved from committing sin?
你今天说我们今天基督徒已经从罪得拯救了吗？
Let me tell you, there are two things.
有两件事情。
When worldly people sin because they are not in control.
地上的属世的人犯罪是他们没有这个。没有控制。
Because there is a force that is behind them, forcing them to do what they don't want to do.
因为在他们的背后有个力量迫他们做这些事情。
But when we Christians sin,
当我们基督徒的时
候 not because we don't we not because of the force,
不是因着这个力量
but we choose to.
而是我们选择
Because we had a life that is a resurrected life.
因为在我们里面有一个复活的生命
We can overcome sin.
我们可以胜过这个罪。
Brother says we can cease from living in sin.
我们可以不再最终生活。
But when we sin, we choose to.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们是选择。
That's why we are responsible for that.
所以我们就要有这个责任。
God gave us the power, the ability to what? To overcome sin.
神给了这个能力，可以来胜过罪。
Through the resurrected life in Christ.
借着基督复活的生命。
We can overcome sin.
我们可以胜过罪。
Oh, praise the Lord.
感谢神。
We thank God for His resurrected life.
我们为了他复活的生命。
Thank God for His death and resurrection.
为了他的复活
we can live a life that is pleasing to him.
我们可以过着一个讨他喜悦的生
活 we can cease from sin.
我们可以与罪断绝
we live according to the will of God.
我们可以照神的旨意而生活
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神向我们有恩典
As we continue to live in this corrupted world.
在这个败坏的世界生活的时候
As we wait for his coming.
当我们等待他再来的时候
May we live a life according to his purpose.
让我们生活是照着他的旨意。
That when see us, they see the Lord manifested through us.
让人能够借着我们彰显神的自己。
Knowing that there is a power within us.
知道在我们里面有一个能力。
So powerful.
这样的能力。
His death put all the flesh, the sin, the flesh of us into grave.
借着他的死，把所有的邪情私欲都定在是。
Through his resurrected life.
借着他的复活。
We live a life that is pleasing in his sight.
我们可以过着一个讨他喜悦的生活。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for you are that resurrected one.
我们主, 我们感谢你, 因为你是复活的那一位。
Not only you died, you resurrected from the dead.
你不光你死了,
you are also seated at the right hand of the Father.
你也坐在神的右边。
Today, everything is under your control.
今天每一件事情都在你的掌管之下。
Today, as we live and walk on this world,
今天我们在这地上生活的时候,
may we live by your life.
我们需要你的生命,
testifying to the fact of what you have done for us.
向世人见证你为我们所做的,
for so great a salvation we have received from you.
我们从你那这么大的一个救恩,
Lord, have mercy on us.
主向我们有恩典,
you know how weak we are.
你知道我们很弱,
a lot of times we fail.
很多时候,
but we thank you.
但是我们感谢你,
reminds us you have this resurrected.
因为你已经从死里复活,
oh, you resurrected over sin and death.
你从胜过了死亡和黑暗,
death has no power over us.
死亡在我们不再有权势,
continue to remind us and encourage us.
继续来鼓励我们, 来提醒我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。